Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have.
I always need a little Frank Sinatra on Monday morning, let me tell you.
Frankie Monday.
Also, I need Joe and Cindy Farini to stop by with some marriage advice, and look, here they are with My Marriage wow. Matters. Thanks for coming back, you guys.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
Great.
Good.
We're all talking at the same time. Isn't that weird? So, hey, can you tell us a bit about this email you got from someone who just got engaged?
Well, it was interesting because a couple of weeks ago we had dinner with some friends, and their two of their daughters stopped by. And one was married and had a question. We covered that last week. And their engaged daughter had a question, and we wanted to cover that this week. We said, do you guys have any good marriage questions? Because we're kind of a little bit low on questions. And so I just loved that this gal really had sort of the insight, if you will, to sort of proactively look ahead and say, are there any boundaries or what are the boundaries that we need to have in our marriage? And her specific word that I loved was, to keep us from straying. And wow, what a great picture, even just that word, when we talk about isolation in marriage, how easy it is to stray off the path. And I do believe that God has given us boundaries in relationships and boundaries in marriage. And so from that, I feel like, you know, that's kind of where we want to go. And I think practically speaking, you know, you want to kind of in your mind put up the idea that a boundary is a guardrail. And if you think of a guardrail on the road, you know, it's not going to keep you from going over the edge if you're really going fast and out of control. But it's going to keep you in the boundaries where you need to stay if you're following, you know, the rules, you're driving the way you should and all that sort of thing. So I think it's important that we say this often, you know, do something or say something to each other daily, have something that you do weekly, monthly, and then yearly. And what we suggest yearly is take a trip together or do a marriage seminar or a retreat. And daily it can just be saying I love you or finding something really positive, a blessing of the day that you can share with each other. And then really, you know, not having your mind, that's where it always starts, right? Mm-hmm. Don't have your mind start straying. You know, when you have a disagreement and you kind of feel like, oh, I've had it, because you're going to get there.
Right.
It might not be in the first 2 weeks of your marriage, but you're going to get there. Don't begin saying, well, you know, what's his problem or what's her problem? Begin to just ask yourself, you know, what do I need to do to keep this marriage alive? Things like traditions. Keep pursuing each other and, you know, really looking for the things that sort of keep that marriage alive and bright and fun. And those are just a couple of things that I would start with.
Sure.
Now, I'm not sure you've ever encountered this, but I've encountered a number of couples when they're newly married who think that they're going to be the ones that are immune to needing this. They're like, well, I mean, we are just in love, and I don't know how you guys argue so much. Do you see this kind of overconfidence sometimes in your work with marriages?
Well, I certainly felt that way. I thought our marriage was going to be the first one that would just not have any problems. Sure.
What was the hardest year for you guys? Do you remember? Was it the first year? Was it maybe the year five?
Dad, do you want to go first?
Yeah, you go first, Dad.
Oh, no, you're mean. Oh, no.
How about that 10-year stretch? We had a 10-year stretch.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, start there. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, it was a 10-year stretch.
Oh, nice, Joe. Joe got out of that. How did you do that, Joe?
I'm just lobbing it back.
Men are taking notes here going, Joe Farini just made the greatest escape of all time. All right, so he passed the ball to you, Cindy.
That's a boundary. Yeah, keep that in mind.
Yeah, we're playing volleyball here. I just got spiked. actually, you know, we had a 10-year span of losing all of our parents, my brother. It was a really challenging 10 years. During that time, you know, you, Kathleen, were just about ready for high school. Christina was in college. A lot of transitions in that 10 years. That was really hard. It wasn't so much like we weren't getting along or we were at odds with each other. It was just a lot to keep up with.
Yeah.
And so I would say, Brian, it was those 10 years. But you know what? I know people who can have really big issues on their honeymoon. So I don't think that any couple is immune to, none of us are immune to those, you know, unexpected things that happen in our lives. So we need to be prepared. And I think, you know, Joe's going to share a couple of things that I think spiritually are really things that will anchor a couple's marriage right from the start, but they have to stick to it.
Okay. Yeah, do you have some thoughts? There. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. That's great. You know what? Number one, that this couple's even asking this question, in my mind, puts them at the head of the class that most likely they will not end up in divorce court. And when I think about this question and encouraged by young married couples or pre-married couples, I should say, I'm reminded what Neil Warren once said in his book, Finding the Love of Your Life. And he said just a great quote. He says, you know, a great marriage requires two healthy people, and time to get healthy is before you get married. And clearly research is demonstrating that the most stable marriages are those involving two people with many similarities and not as many differences. And so someone once said, don't marry the person you think you can live with. Marry the one you can't live without. And most likely that person is going to be someone who has the same boundaries and goals and plans that you have for your life as well.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what Cindy's alluding to here is that I think one of the most foundational issues that really needs to be addressed at this time really centers around their spiritual compatibility. And they need to be asking questions like, you know, do you both have the same core spiritual beliefs? Are you seeking God's word, the Bible? Are you certain that marriage at this time is consistent with God's will for your life? I mean, these are really basic fundamental questions that they need to be asking themselves at this time. And what we've learned over the years is that life becomes a lot more fun and is a lot more exciting when you allow your purposes in life to dictate your actions rather than allowing your circumstances to dictate your actions as a way of life. And that, of course, applies to singles and it applies to married couples as well. But one of my really great suggestions, I think, and encouragements I would make to all pre-marrieds and to all married couples as well is to begin to practice that discipline of praying with each other. I know that's been mentioned already in the past, but you know, I love what Dennis Rainey says about this. And he says, the best thing that we can do for our marriage is to pray together. And that practice really begins as engaged couples. And Family Life has put together fantastic pre-married devotional. I mean, I think that's maybe the title of it, pre-married devotional. So, I mean, you can go to familylife.com and you can pick up that book for yourself. But it's a fantastic book, a resource for pre-married couples. And in addition to praying, of course, you want to pick up that Bible and begin to read God's Word daily. And one practice that we've mentioned in the past is just reading through the book of Proverbs. And I think that would be my to-do for this young married couple, pre-married couple, is to, for the next month, just read through the book of Proverbs together and then discuss it, as it applies to your future marriage together. And see what God's Word says about these really significant boundaries that we need to put in our lives as we move toward marriage.
Mm-hmm. Well, great advice again this week from Joe and Cindy Farini with their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. How can folks reach out to you with their questions to get on the air?
Well, the best place would be at My Marriage Matters on Facebook. That would be a place that we would love people to go. And if you just click on like, we try to post something during the week at 9 o'clock during the week, Monday through Friday, just a little something to think about, talk about, pray about, whatever. And the other one would be our website, joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. And if I could just add one thing, mm-hmm. This couple was so sweet. And when we were in the restaurant, he was kissing her hand and they were saying their hellos to each other. And both our friends and Joe and I were kind of looking at them with, you know, just how exciting it is when you're in that phase of engagement. And I would encourage that couple, just that couple in particular, to make that little thing something that you do all the time. Even when the kids are jumping in bed with you and you wish that they weren't, even when you've had a disagreement and you wish your husband or wife, you know, wasn't touching you, take that opportunity, just that little act, kiss each other's hand and just show that affection to each other. And then one quick other thing is don't start looking elsewhere for anyone, whether it be in conversation or in any kind of actions that you think is going to complete you better than your spouse will. God intended that spouse to be for you. And just keep that in mind.
You bet. Thanks again for your great advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.